Right, well, I'm hoping that the people making all the noises out in the streets have gone now. Quite possibly they have, I don't know. I want to tell you about what's happening in the summer. I am, at the moment, broadcasting from Spain. But I'm going back to Liverpool, my hometown, for the summer, and we intend to embark upon a major project. Yes. I do emphasize the word intend, because these things have a way of not quite working out the way you hope they will. But we're going back, and we want to be, hopefully, finding ourselves in a situation where we're interviewing lots of people. Lots of people from Liverpool. Lots of nice people. Liverpool is filled with lots and lots of nice, friendly people. Which you will become aware of if you ever visit Liverpool. However, the problem is, I'm not quite sure if said nice people will be in the mood for me, sort of, with my microphone and all my questions and things. I've always had a problem doing the Vox Populi, going out and asking the voice of the people. It's always been difficult. When I started doing radio when I was about 13, 14 years of age, it was the first thing. By the way, it was like work experience in school. And the very first thing that they told me, they sort of forced me to do it. It was that or you know, that was it. I sort of had 2 weeks where I was literally in the industry. This is something that everybody does in England. You go on work experience, and I went to do this radio thing, and it was terrifying. And they gave me this back then. There were no sort of computers, or the computers were basic, and you recorded onto the reel-to-reel. These fabulous, massive, these big box things with the actual, you had to load the tape on and then go out and interview people. The Vox Pops. It was terrifying, absolutely awful it was. And I had to go out and sort of interview people. It was impossible. Once you found someone, excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your political beliefs? Oh, and by the way, it's all being stored on tape. No, thank you. I'm a little bit busy. Oh, me dinner time's finished. I've got to go, sonny. Oh, I'm waiting for a friend. You sort of get the usual really bad excuses from people as to why they can't spare 60 seconds for a quick chat. And it's the most awful thing, but it's what you've got to do, and that's what I did when I was in Liverpool, when I first started doing radio. That's what I want to do over the summer. I haven't done Vox Pops for a long time, but luckily now you have recordable MP3. It's great. You can sort of just hide it in your pocket. It's great. And off you go. Obviously, you've got to inform the people that you're going to interview them, but you don't look as scary as when you used to have that big, massive box, looked like an old gramophone or something, sort of over your shoulder, which was very, very heavy. So this summer, I will be going out into Liverpool, my hometown, of course. So I know where all the places are, where all the people are. I shall be doing Vox Pops on everything, asking everyone what they think of the Beatles and what the Beatles means to them, etc. And also, hopefully, fingers crossed, interviewing people involved in the local sort of music industry, okay? Won't go into it in this particular podcast, but one of my first interviews was with someone very important at the Cavern. I shall say no more than that at the moment. It's something I shall talk about a bit later on, I think. But I learnt a lot from that, and I'm hoping to repeat this over the summer. So that's something you can look forward to. Me with my trusty microphone as a sort of a roving reporter going out onto the streets of Liverpool town centre, asking people what they think of the Beatles and things. Plus, we'll be taking a trip, of course, to the Cavern and Matthew Street and everything. So that's something to look forward to in the summer.